Hey, good morning, my friends, and welcome all of you to the 40-Day Challenge. I am so excited to be able to do this challenge with you. Today is the introductory recording to the 40-Day Challenge, which officially gets started tomorrow with Rosh Chodesh Elul. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Elul, Monday night, September 2nd. And for 40 days, we'll be studying 40 pieces of Torah in honor and in the zechut, the merit of the success of the IDF. I want to specifically dedicate this morning's Torah to the six of our holy brothers and sisters whose lives were taken just recently, whose bodies were found: Carmel Gat, Eden Yerushalmi, Alexander Lobanov, Almog Sarusi, Master Sergeant Ori Danino, and Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Their memories should be a blessing, and the Torah that we study today should be a zechut, a merit for their neshamot, for their souls. I also want to thank all of the donors and those of you that are sponsoring. Everybody's interested in sponsoring a day, a week, or the entire series, please private message me on this chat, and we'll be putting the names of all of the donors and sponsors on the chat itself. It won't be in the recording, but it'll be on the chat. So the first day is about preparation. And if you read the chapter in the book, in the 40-Day Challenge, by the way, if you didn't buy the book, you can go online and get it, Kodesh Press, or you can get it on Amazon.com. But even if you don't read the chapter, I'm still going to give you some beautiful Torah that relates to the theme of the chapter. And the theme today is preparation. In the book itself, I spoke about the all-time amazing football player Tom Brady, who had already won six Super Bowls. And when he was preparing for the 2021 game, he sent all these scouting tips and films to his players at all hours of the night. He followed this crazy diet and work routine, and he was an unbelievable preparer. Thomas Edison, I quoted in the book, said that genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. And the most important quote from this chapter in the actual book is from Rabbi Soloveitchik: Ein kedusha b'li hachana. There can be no holiness without preparation. If we want to have holiness on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur this year, then we can't just jump into it like any other year. We need to prepare. And of course, this year we're doing it not only to prepare ourselves spiritually, but to create a zechut, a spiritual merit for the success of the IDF. I want to add something new that I haven't shared in the chapter. I'm going to be doing that, please God, bli nedar, every day on this recording. And that has to do with Shabbat. Last year, I spoke about how we prepare when we pray. We don't just jump into the Shemoneh Esrei and the silent devotion and start asking things from Hashem, but we have all these preparatory prayers, because you got to prepare. And if you want whatever experience in your life to be meaningful, to be memorable, to be like holy, then you have to do some preparing. And I think another great example of this, and I'd like to share, this is the Gemara in the Talmud that tells us that two angels would accompany every Jew home from synagogue every Friday night. And they would check if we properly prepared for Shabbat by, number one, making the beds, number two, setting the table, and number three, lighting candles. And if we did those three things, we made the beds, we set the table, we lit the candles, then we would get a special blessing. And the angels specifically focus not on things that we do on Shabbos, but the things we do in preparation, in advance of Shabbat. Additionally, the Talmud notes that the sages would make sure to be involved in their Shabbat preparations. Rav Safra, one of great Talmudic sages, would cook the meat. Rava would salt the fish. And I've seen teachers and rabbis of mine, very important people, running to the store to get some nice flowers. I try to do that before Shabbat. It's extremely important to do something in advance of Shabbat, so that Shabbat, when it comes itself, it's a very, very different kind of experience. And this is something I think we're challenged by in the United States. In Israel, okay, everybody, the country's off on Friday. It's sort of their Sunday. So everyone's getting ready for Shabbos, but we jump into Shabbat. So I'm going to give you a little tip, and that is, even if you're coming home 5 minutes before Shabbat from work, okay, and as the hours get a little shorter, right, Shabbos is very long over the summer. It's still pretty a long day on Friday, but it'll very quickly become very quick. Again, Friday will be a day where there isn't much time to do anything else other than go to work. So where's the Shabbat preparation? So one of my teachers, I once came to his home on a Thursday night. I was staying the whole weekend, and I saw that the table was set. And I said, Rebbe, what's going on? He says, listen, I'm going to get home 5 minutes before Shabbos. Who said you have to prepare only on Friday? And Rabbi Soloveitchik famously said that the United States, we successfully transmitted Shabbat to America from Europe, but not Erev Shabbat. So that's my challenge, is that this coming Friday, think about what you're going to do that's a little different. If it's buying some extra flowers, it's for doing anything, because that's what this whole chat is about. That's what this whole, all these recordings and the 40-Day Challenge, that we don't go into We don't go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur this year unprepared. Let's not even go into Shabbat unprepared, because the more you prepare, the more you put into something, the more you get out of it. Have a wonderful day, and welcome to the 40-Day Challenge.